Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us. In the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Hands up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face and get some of this here shit. This will be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. There's no to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slum and rap it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never. Understand the importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't have bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all will show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's conscience. Who we be? You see, we done enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Chairman Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes, and the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listening. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
Ain't nobody leaving alive. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we take it eye for an eye. one time and one time only. We ain't against all white people, but we are against all white people that's against us. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
Lock it up.
Fuck your jail cells. Fuck your mangy ass dogs. Fuck your chewing tobacco. Fuck your Confederate flag. Fuck your militia. Your shotguns in the back of your pickup. You cowherding, sheep fucking, hunchback riding, barefoot walking, trying to drive and play a part. Cousin fucking niggas do hate. Redneck race, you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers are unbelievable. Y'all talking all that shit about go back to Africa. You were talking all that shit. We was out there in the field, sweating, picking that cotton for y'all motherfucking ass. We still this motherfucker. We deserve just as much, if not more, prosperity than you all do. Angry white men, who the fuck you angry with? You should be angry with your motherfucking self, because we don't own corporate America. Y'all do. Corporate America is 70% white male Anglo-Saxon. Y'all run the motherfucker. Y'all took the jobs overseas. You want to be mad at somebody? Be mad at your goddamn self. But if you want to get it on, we can get it on, motherfucker. Tell them break it down. You understand what I'm saying? You want to race walk? You got it. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Heads up, ass up in the fist clinch. Y'all know who this is and how we do this. Welcome again to another edition of Triple C's Saturday. Triple C's Saturdays. An acronym for Children, Community, and Cubs. Children, Community, and Cubs. One of the programs the Black Panther Party Cubs have maintained. We're fighting, still maintain, y'all. Real talk. No, so Bart, we have not received a package. Let me check up on that. What's happening? If you can, show Bart, get us a tracking number. This house is under attack for, you know what I'm saying? They playing with the mail, you name it, they doing, it's on, man. So let's, if you can, the tracking number so we can call it, you know, say track it down, definitely. In fact, we get the word you pulled and getting something to us. You have told us directly. And we, you know what I'm saying? We don't know all we're dealing with, but let's make sure we get that. If you can, get that tracking number, we track it down. We're going to go right into it, y'all, again, to the episode of Triple C Saturdays. YouTube Triple C Saturdays, y'all. Y'all, wherever y'all at, I know it's cold out here, you know what I'm saying, particularly in Chi. Right on. Good things, brother, right on. So, Bobby wanted to get some information coming to us. Whatever y'all can, we want to say artwork, books, CDs, tape, whatever. Y'all can, we get you know, trying to save the heaven house. And it's a battle. It's a battle. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to jive you if I feel. If I look fatigued, I am fatigued. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep on swinging, though. It is what it is. This is the Satan Hampton House EP. This is, you know, so we're putting this out also. You can get this on CD Baby and Spotify. Putting this out also. It's featuring Chirac, No State Stamp Supply, Dear Daddy, I Can't Drink, with the Warden, Flint, Michigan, Mother O, and Never Remix, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Again, that's what it is. When this in the building, I see my sister right on for your mom. So, body. Again, the Satan Hampton House EP, we need support, y'all. You know, Cam. Hit the PayPal at ChavinFredJr@gmail.com, whatever you can to support PayPal. We're going through it. We're going to keep on doing what we do. We're going to go right into it. Also, the Wi-Fi is off. We can get somebody to commit just if they're alone, take on the Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? You know, we balancing the man. It's humbling to talk about what we're going through, but nothing else can hold our pride. So I pick and move and how we put this information we're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? But again, we gonna if it come down to it, use 210 cans in the stream. Get this word out. So be it. But we want to get a Wi-Fi set up, you know what I'm saying, Wi-Fi address, this hotspot. We're doing something right now that can make it happen, you know what I'm saying, for today. We're going to need y'all support to follow up with this, you know what I'm saying, with the hotspot situation, you know, the Wi-Fi, you know, keep it going. Free them all, right back at you, right back at you, my sister, right on. Yes, indeed, in the building. All right, y'all. Comrade, give me, the PSAs, Triple C's, New Orleans, Triple C's, Saint Denis, France, Triple C's going down to Gary, Indiana. Triple C's are happening everywhere internationally. We will be right here today at the Hampton House, 804 South 17th Avenue, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois, right at the Hampton House. We will, you know what I'm saying, 2 o'clock. We also want to give a shout out to the TWF, the Woods Finest, the young cats who rapping, who did a piece dedicated to Free Them All, and we're going to be, I think we're going to try to shoot, finish up that video shoot today at 2 o'clock, Chirocking in the building, I see this what it is, y'all, so also tonight at 7 o'clock on 55th in, is it Michigan, Clio Center, Ray Baker having a film showing, Insight film showing, you're going to be showing that tonight at 7 o'clock, I believe, the Clio Center right there. So y'all put that in y'all calendars, put that in your community calendars also. That's tonight. Let's get right into it. Also, Clinch Fist condolences. To family and friends, and I definitely count this young brother as one of ours, you know what I'm saying? A friend indeed. I was locked up with. In fact, we had dubbed him, given the name Lil Bobby Hutton. With his dollar cash known as Lil Lawrence, or like me, when he got back out, he got a little bigger, but Big Law. This past week, I just got the word. I was given the news the day before yesterday. Woke up, given the news that he was murdered. And I was just, we're going to talk about it more in particular this Wednesday, the show. I don't know what the, when the funeral service is set for, but y'all been trying to see the newspaper clippings. They put all on the front page. The Chicago police, they fear all the revenge shootings and all the media reports they're putting out. But I just was going through my old prison photos, and I'll show you some of them before we go down. And I found some photos and, you know, when we was locked up. You know, we'll talk about that show here. You know, the lines. Big lines. Yeah. All right, so come right down. If you, I didn't get a chance to do some background research, but I know we got we'll write it to. I think y'all heard about this case by Wrigley Field. For those outside Chicago, Wrigley Field, Cubs Stadium, when people hear that, and this is with a white area, you go through the nighttime Chicago, with white people out there with the kegs of beer, drinking, having a party, so on and so forth. There was I believe y'all probably heard a little bit of snippet. And ironically, it's nothing towards media comes about after this. The individual they gave this case about these cases around Wrigley Field, and you got to be concerned. You said, why the media stop, you know, talking about this? But we don't go with the mainstream, and we do our people's investigation. And with that, it was in other words, objective assessment what's going down with it. Said. Now, in many cases, people, you know, saying their emotional strings or their issues are just, you know, what the news said it or what's PC, politically correct by the state's terms, you know what I'm saying, that they go by, you know what I'm saying. And it's hard to deal with logic. It's one of the setbacks even when I struggle, you know what I'm saying, to deal with logic and, you know, the philosophical to dialectical materialism, you know what I'm saying. So we that's one thing that we do, you know what I'm saying. I see cuz the goodness right on Queen Ubi. I see you, my sister. I don't love respect, you know. We going through it. We're going to keep our heads up and keep on swinging. That's what it is. Free them all. Right back at you. No doubt, Muscle. Right back at you. Damn, I need some background. I need our guests to come on in, and, you know what I'm saying, we're going to take it straight from you. We're going to talk to you. We're going to let you enlighten y'all. And we going, as we always do, we're not going to draw no foregone conclusions that people know what's happening, but we're going to take it from the beginning and do what it do. So do we have our guests in queue?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, how you doing, sister?
Chairman.
Welcome. How you doing, sister? My name, I'm Chairman Fred Hampton. Welcome to our show, the Triple C Saturdays. First of all, let me say I'm just getting critical details of what's going on with the case. But if you can, let our viewers, our listeners know, you know what I'm saying, some background, what's happening, where we at now with this, what can we do, how can we get the word out. Support some of the, you know, saying, some issues they've been giving you about the runaround about the visitation, the media slander campaign, you know what I'm saying? So at least we can at least acknowledge some, try to put in some context what we're dealing with so we can see how we can contend with this, you know, and sum this up politically. In other words, make, you know what I'm saying, make a concrete correlation, connection to, you know what I'm saying, the Chicago police, the cases, how they get down, you know what I'm saying, and how the media works in concert with, you know, with the judicial system, so on and so forth. But if you can't take us, let us know who you are and what's going on. What's going on? Hello? Are you there, sir? I guess there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, I hear you now.
My name is Tabitha Dean. I'm from Holmes County, Mississippi, and I represent the Herald of the Court on number 119 in Vernon Chapter 634, Port of Eastern Star, direct Mississippi. And I'm up here in the case of my son. He's a mental health patient, and he was up here with my mom. And so they're trying to charge him from couple first degree murders. And they won't let me see him. Every time I go see him, they will tell me I cannot see him. He do not want to see me. Who don't want to see their mama or family member? And they've been locked up ever since November. Chicago PD still haven't called me and contact me saying that they have my child locked up or nothing in that nature. And I have a couple
of my I don't want to get a mainstream press any more notoriety, but if you just so I listen, they may have been, okay, what how long ago you say you've been locked up since November, and what can they put? It's something people can pull up on Google or something like that. They can pull up relate to the cases that they're charging them with. It's something they can pull up.
Yes. It's all over the news and it's still on YouTube.
Let me try to balance this out, because I know sometimes our people that go straight with, you know, say with the mainstream mainstream media say, or better yet, you know, white folks say it. What give us that, and also if you, any context that you may have, that whether it be Facebook contacts or something that, you know, that people can get, you know, some from, you know, some take advantage of the opportunity. We have the direct family members. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you tell us now. How they not get, you know, you going to visit him, and I let you they tell me they're saying he you can't visit him. I was also brought to our attention, you know, that you've seen him in court, and how his physical health I'm using this term loosely deteriorating. I'm using that term loosely because it's not just deteriorating. We're concerned about something happening to him, and you know.
Yeah.
Give us what we can pull up, and also some contact and the next court date. If you have any contact numbers, if you don't have, we'll check into that too. We assign some of our listeners the call, you know what I'm saying, the director of the Cook County Jail. That's where he's been held at. I'm not even using those nice words, detained. He's been held captive in Cook County Jail. So
yes.
Give us some sites we can pull up, and also any context that you have, you know, so that we can look up and, you know, get the real deal, what's happening right from the, you know, from the mouths of the people.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook. My name is on Facebook is Carice Mays, and I have a lot of you all links on there, as well as his link with, you know, his stories on there. And my email is Tabitha Carice Thomas @gmail.com, and my phone number is 662-633-9223.
Is it Charisse Mays, the name again?
Carice. It's Carice Mays.
Carisse
Mays.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
Carisse Mays.
Yeah, Carisse Thomas.
And
Mays.
What?
@gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
we have,
I have a couple of my family members on listen. They can share their phone numbers and their input as well if they want to.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Okay, before we bring them on, give me that one more time. Okay, Carisse Mays @gmail.com. And you said a Facebook.
Yes.
What's the Facebook?
Yes. It's Tabitha Carisse Thomas @gmail.com.
Okay. Thomas @gmail.com.
Yes.
Tabitha Carisse Thomas @gmail.com. And
yes,
phone contact 66. Hey, free of all my sisters. I see y'all in a bit. Right on. That's right on. Right on.
662-633-9223. Forgive me, sister. Okay, I got you. 662-633-9223. Correct? Yes, yes.
Right on. And what is his name again? What is his name?
Darius Mays. And they have like three links. Yeah, Darius Mays. And it's three links on YouTube where they had him on news saying that he admitted to, I mean, saying that he's a killer. But when I made it here and talked to him when I first found out when it happened, that's the first time I seen him. And he told me that he was in Taco Bell using the internet, Wi-Fi, and said the police would come up to him and told him to come and go with them because he had been identified as a shooting suspect.
We know, I mean, I'm not, I tell somebody, even Chicago PD, a TV show called Chicago PD. So he might not familiar with this. I mean, how Chicago police get out, you know what I'm saying?
I've been watching it.
Yeah, even the TV show, they tell you how this, how did it operate, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so, they just duplicate other people's murders, that's all.
Say it again?
I said, really, the show just duplicate other people's crimes and murders.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's take advantage of the opportunity, y'all. We got the direct family members here, you know what I'm saying, again. So you, a lot of times you got to suffice what you got to. You say, okay, or Tamara, all we know is what the news saying. You have Triple C Saturdays right here live and direct. We have the family members. Who else we have online with us right now, sister? Who else we have?
Now, anyone online, my family member is joining in. Speak up now, please. Yes, your daughter.
Are you? Someone
go ahead,
Tamara. Press one.
Hey, how you doing?
Well. We keeping our head up on this end. Welcome to Triple C Saturdays, our radio show of Black Panther Party Cubs. The lines are open for you. So I don't know how long we had you on, but feel free to give us, you know what I'm saying, updates, input, you know what I'm saying, character of various maids, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, and again, as I just stated, what can, you know what I'm saying, how can we help get this word out, you know what I'm saying, what's going on? We have an international listener audience. We want to seize the time, you know what I'm saying, take advantage of the opportunity. So, again, let us know what you know about this. And, again, we want to get to what we want to call into the county jail, because these visitations are nothing else. It's important because, I can't hear many people. I've been through them before. They knock you up in them jails, and just, you know what I'm saying, you suicide or something. So again, welcome, and tell us know what's from you what's going on.
He stayed with me for like a year and some months. So he was doing all right staying with me, and he went back up there after my cousin had passed away. And so like we had got a call from me from Chicago saying that, you know, what he was doing. But he was telling my mom that he didn't have anything to do with that. But in my house, he was acting good and normal for him to be like a mental patient, though. Like, he wasn't into no mess. Like, he always stayed in the house, you know, and I trusted him around me and my kids. But for him to go up there and, like, do some mess like that, like, I really didn't believe that he'll do something like that, because that's the case. He would have harmed me and my kids.
Mm.
And so like, coming back and forth, like, my mom, she was here helping me with my kids, and she was working, and it's like they getting her to run around up there up north. Like, she can't see him or nothing. Like, they ain't doing it like professional type.
Right.
I'm certified. I worked at the sheriff's department in Mississippi. I left my job to come up here to see about my child. And I'm certified with mental health, dealing with mental health people, because by me dealing with them every day, transporting them to different facilities and to the doctor and to court and stuff, you know, the runaround that they've been giving me, my justice is just not right. They violate his constitution.
Yes.
They are violating his constitution. When I see them in court Monday, he done turned black. He done lost so much weight. Then a couple of the victim family member was there. I don't know them. They don't know me. But they want to, you know, once they bring them out, they want to, you know, if we stood up, his sister said, y'all here for to see him? He killed my brother. You can't just justify somebody killing nobody just because you see them walking on the camera down the street.
Right.
So why you going to block his? You just going to get his picture capture out of everybody that walking up and down the street in Chicago and just shoot him out of everybody else?
Who else was that? That was my daughter talking. Okay, another voice. Let me interject with this also. To our listeners out, you know, people, I mean, a little background in regards to even with the mental health situation. One of the first edicts, the first moves that President Mayor of Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel, made when he first came into office was to close down the mental health facilities in the black community. That was one of the first moves he did. And it's been common knowledge. It's been common knowledge that one of the dynamics about the mental, our people, you know what I'm saying, who deal with mental health issues, have been used, for lack of a better term, like a pool to pick up the trumped up cases on. It's kind of like back when I was, you know, back in my younger days, they would grab cats up the corner and they would just take them in to say, oh, you're gonna be in the lineup, you know what I'm saying? You just grab, you might get framed for murder, what have you. But in fact, it was the case of it was exposed at St. Bernard Hospital. They still do this at St. Bernard Hospital. There's a case, I can't recall this case, where this police was exposed in, about forcing this one guy that had been in St. Bernard Hospital to perform oral sex on him. The police, this is an actual case. This is about 5-6 months ago. People can Google. It's an actual case that was exposed at St. Bernard Hospital. Also, it was exposed at St. Bernard Hospital. Somebody was dealing with mental health issues. They had came and got this brother out who had mental health issues, came and got him out the St. Bernard Hospital and dropped him literally right there on 64th and 66th and Halsted, where the Church's Chicken used to be at Tuesday, where it used to be known that they had two, three pieces of 99 cent or something. Threw him in the middle of a crowd, and they reported it, you know what I'm saying, somehow the guy got a gun. And they reported it's a gang shooting. However, it was exposed. They go grab they go grab individuals over there. You know what I'm saying? And even the sheriff of Cook County, Tom Dart, was on 60 Minutes TV show. He said Cook County Jail serves as the largest mental health facility in the country. This is the sheriff of Cook County said. Tom Dart said on 60 Minutes. And it's not by coincidence that even a forget her name, lady who's the director of Cook County Jail now, and the fact we want to get her number too, I can't recall, at least I need my listeners to help me out. I need y'all to Google some creative in the building, Comrade Cool in the building, Free of Mall. Matter of fact, I need somebody, the director of Cook County Jail, I need her name so we can call. She has, her background is not in corrections, but in particular mental health issues. So we need, since that's our background, we need to get that number. I need to call directly to her. I need to get her number directly, calls directly to her. So I need my listeners to help us out. Get that. If you can't get it, pull it by now. Get it before we go up the show for Wednesday. We're gonna have a follow up Wednesday on Free 'Em All Radio. But again, we want to get her name, the contact number, so we can go say. So what's going on? Why is Darius Mays not receiving his visits? You know what I'm saying? His physical health. I'm saying the word loosely, deteriorating. You know, so we know they're starving him at minimum. Let alone the forced medicating, beatings. Come on now, y'all know how Cook County Jail get down. This is the same Cook County Jail now. This is the same Cook County Jail that has had young women forced to rinse out their sanitary napkins. If anybody has forgotten, this is the same Cook County Jail that had to build. That stopped people from smoking cigarettes in Division 10 out of fear of explosion from the chemical biological warfare that's in there. The same Cook County Jail that was known for the stage fights that they would set up inside the Cook County Jail. So let's not get it twisted. This is the same. And this ain't just changed all of a sudden. This is the same infamous Cook County Jail. It was Gil Scott-Heron, you know, talked about. So let's be very clear who we're dealing with. So we need y'all. I need my listeners. I need our people to help us out. That contact lady came up, the director of the county jail. That number we need to call. What's going on with the case of Darius Mays? What's happening? You know what I'm saying? Why is this physical health in the position? MJ, that's the name. Anika Jones Tapia. Okay, we need a contact number right on. Yeah, we are international listeners. Okay, come right in the building. I see y'all in the building. That's what it is. Free them all. So I need to contact Anika Jones Tapia. Okay, right on. Can we get the number before we get up air? Can we get the number to Cook County Jail, to her office directly? I need that from her office directly to her. They gonna give us a run, so we can post it up. We need calls going in. Yes, indeed.
Excuse me, sir. To say a thing about it, I would not know where my child is right today if one of my cousins had never called one of the precincts. I would never know where he was at right today if one of my cousins had never called the precinct.
Say you would not know. You would not know where he was at. If what happened?
I had my first cousin that lived up here in Chicago. We would never know where my cousin was at yesterday if he had never called and wasn't in Chicago.
You going in and out, sister. I need you repeat it one more time. You going in and out.
I said he would have been missing for about 4 weeks. If one of my first cousins had never called Chicago, one of the Chicago precincts, we would never know where he was at.
See, this contradiction, this issue, it ties into the unclaimed body at the infamous Cook County morgue. It ties into these body organs missing. You know what I'm saying? Become common knowledge about these 16, 17 year old sisters and brothers. Your body organs coming up missing. This, you know what I'm saying? This is it's like a pool that serves the interests of every entity from, you know what I'm saying, the University of Chicago, using our people's lab rats to, you know, forced medication, to forced labor, you know what I'm saying? See, any discussion people want to have, I think let's have it in an objective political sense. A lot of times we will have these discussions in a subjective, like you're just not, black on black crime, which is an issue it's a term we have issue with. The dynamics about, you know what I'm saying, even they talk about the sex trafficking, they don't want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, I think it was over 80% disposed about, you know, the trafficking to these individuals can be literally directly connected to the foster care system. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of procedure about, you know, this person is locked up, you know what I'm saying, mental health issues. And it was a big thing with 50 Cent. The rapper 50 Cent had to do an apology because he went to the airport, and he made a joke about someone with mental health issues. They know who they're picking up, you know what I'm saying? So let's be very clear on that. Right on, MJ. Listeners and viewers, we need the executive director's office. Now, this is one of our forces in Turkey. I'm talking about outside this country, in Turkey. He has, you know what I'm saying, this is the type of solidarity we need. This is the type of organizing, you know what I'm saying. This, we cannot limit it to just happening in Chicago and Cook County. This, okay, 773. Don't know how to direct. Whether it's a director, right on. This, we need them to, we going to call this number, 674-2859. 673-674-2859. And I need that name again. Y'all posted already up here somewhere. And the Cook County, we want to talk to Executive Director Nika Jones Chaffee. Let's try both of these numbers. The general number is 773-674-7100. That's the Cook County Jail. And you know what I'm saying? And when they tell us to hold on, whatever. Let the word get to the grave, and we're calling regards to the well-being of Darius Mays. Also, yeah. we need warm bodies at the courthouse. And when is the next court date?
March the 13th, 9 o'clock.
March the 13th, 2019, 9 a.m. That's
2608.
2600 South California, courtroom number 208. California. Again, March the 13th, 2019, 9 a.m. This is y'all Google some background, but now take it to what you've heard already, and then check out, you know what I'm saying? Everything is political, you know what I'm saying? But this, again, there's so many dynamics with this here. So we need y'all, again, we need warm bodies. Any more information that we should be made aware of?
That would be all for right now, but I'm still here in Chicago, and I want to try to meet with you one-on-one, face-to-face, as well as Ms. Daphne.
I look forward to it. We open to it. I don't know how your schedule is today, but at the Hampton House, we have our program. It'll be out, you know what I'm saying, we get out here today, Triple C Saturdays. Children Communicators, one of our programs, and we definitely my workouts are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
Okay.
My office is the street, so you let me know, sister. We open, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be here for a minute, so I'll be linking up with you so we can, you know, I can help, you know, with you our organization as well, and so we can, you know, get some things done around here so they can stop just hanging our black men. It's hard for our black men.
Right on. Our black men, our black women, our people. You know what I'm saying? Again, they on those slave ships, they was kidnapping our mamas, babies, grandmamas, and children. They weren't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, they ain't tripping. They doing themselves right now. And you know, so
exactly.
We want to really see the time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This whole thing is the mental health. We don't get Dr. Phil couches. We don't get psychiatric help for our mental health issues. We're giving sales. We're placing sales. You know what I'm saying? And they benefit off of this. The medication companies. You know, I can't think of how many cases I've seen with young brothers who sprain. You know, so in cases with again, it's Cook County Jail. We need y'all. There is Maze. Her contact on did you give us a Facebook contact? Did you give us a Facebook?
Yes,
contact?
I'm your friend. I'm your friend as well. My name on Facebook is Carice Maze. Carice Maze.
Okay, Carise M-A, okay, M-A-Y-S, and that's on Facebook, y'all reach us. Again, the case of Darius Maze. Say one more time.
Yes, it's Carise Maze on Facebook, Carise Maze. I'm going to invite you. Carise Maze.
Okay, so we need, I think you said ZE, so we need that. We need also March 13th, 2019, 2600 South California, courtroom number 208. And we need y'all to check into the case of Darius Maze. Darius Maze, it's been a lot of media coverage. And suddenly, it's not that much media coverage. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, we think that you know they feel some content is going to be exposed with whatever the case may be. Maybe you know what I'm saying? But we need y'all support. You know what I'm saying? Are you watching on Facebook Live now? Are you watching?
No, I'm about to get on now though. I'm about to get on now.
All right, cool. If you can, not just inbox your state so people can know your contact.
Okay.
I'm not the best with all this technical stuff, but you know what I'm saying. But go on live and comment. You know, let us know. And type this in who you are and the case.
Okay,
we need warm bodies. We gotta work on some different things. We need, you know, to say and happen else. That's a campaign we still fight for. We need the Wi-Fi is down, so we're working on some. I'm not gonna go into details how we working with the Wi-Fi right now, but whatever support y'all can, we need that. We'll be on YouTube. We will be on YouTube, but not today. Intellectual Radio. We usually film live on YouTube. I'm not gonna be on today. We got that list, you know, so we're moving. Transportation issue. I'm not gonna cry the blues because ain't no music playing. But let me say this. We need y'all support again. At ChandlerFredJr@gmail.com and PayPal. We need support on that. Ironically, talking about Cook County Jail, while we're waiting on Louise May to come in. I mentioned earlier in our introduction, our PSA, our people service announcement, I mentioned earlier that we do the case of Lawrence. They got Mrs. Lawrence Lee, but a lot of y'all know in Germany. Okay, you just tap in. There you go. Okay, now Carise Maze. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, you just tap in. Viewers and listeners, that's her contact that came in on Facebook. I just seen you just now. Forgive me. I just seen your contact.
Tammy, you should share your page on there. Go on there too.
Okay,
right on.
You mean my name on Facebook?
I think she's telling you.
Yeah, go on there live so they can see you too. So she can get in touch with me too. stay in touch.
Okay, what's his name on Facebook?
Fred Hampton.
Fred Hampton.
Yep.
Yes. And for the benefit of those who are going to my old page, it's not Chairman, the real Chairman Fred Jr., it's the page Fred Hampton on Facebook. So they shut me down on my old page. Fred Hampton.
Okay, I see Chicago, Illinois, and some pictures in the background.
Probably so, yeah. You can't even now, so you see our logo. You can't see it right now.
Okay. I don't.
Right past the party, cuz. You got it? You on there?
Yes, sir.
Right on. So hit me. Let me know. Come on live also. My thing is just going in there. So some of the people tuning in, forgive me, y'all. Y'all names is going in and out, so they know they doing their job. That's a day to state. So, you know what I'm saying? We gonna keep on. I said, if we come down, we gonna use 2 10 cans and string. We gonna do it. We gonna use it. Inbox me or contact us if you can. We try to get some people's Wi-Fi up because some other issues too. I don't know when the funeral service is gonna be for Lawrence. I don't know, but we gonna keep y'all updated. That you probably seen a lot of media coverage. They talking about they still gonna be killing in Chicago. It's been killing in Chicago every day.
But it's interesting.
They even refer to his death as an assassination. The media says the assassination. This little brother Lawrence, who was like, okay, I think it's right on. Says right on. So Mays. Listen to the viewer. I have said M A Y S.
It's M-A-Y-Z-E. It's Amber J. Mays.
Okay, I get M-A-Y-Z-E.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all, we'll get it again. I don't know how much time we're looking at before we have to close down. But again, I'm trying to find some old pictures of brother who just was murdered. Assassinated. I was kind of shocked that the media had said he was assassinated. This is a little brother who I was locked up with, who everybody in the streets know who he is, you know what I'm saying? But we have politicized him to the point that we have dubbed him to be Lil Bobby Hutton in honor of Lil Bobby Hutton, the Black Panther Party, who was assassinated April 6, 1968. And I even got him on a visit with Lil Bobby Hutton's niece, close friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think about so many war stories with him, but we're going to go into more detail this Wednesday on Free of My Radio about Lil Lawrence. But I'm going to try to see, I just found some old prison photo. This is my prison photo book. This is people marching from the Cook County Jail back in 1991 by the Free Fred campaign. From the Cook County Jail way back then. I don't know if y'all can see it. This is my old. I found some pictures of Lil Lawrence. I found some old jail photos too. For the flyer, we'll have. This is my prison photo. I'm over here. This is Lil Lawrence's. Y'all type in where's Lil Lawrence's jail photo at? That's Lil Lawrence's jail photo right there. And this is his juvenile photo. I just found this. I don't like it. That's when he's in the juvenile detention. I think it was the same size, I forget. We'll be talking about him, you know what I'm saying, more on Wednesday. And she had a funeral service detail. But the news media reports his assassination. How are we looking on time? And, you know.
Pretty much, Brother Chairman. We got about 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so again, Ricky, y'all up there some kids, Lil Lawrence, so some of y'all know him as Big Law, you know what I'm saying? I was woke up by the news that he was murdered two mornings ago. We'll keep you posted on that. Darius Mays, we need warm bodies. We need people warm bodies. March 13th, and I say that because it's a speech that Chairman Fred said, you know, we need energy there, you know, so many people there. And I know this is a day of people, they limit organizing to Facebook or social media, but there are times when you need actual bodies, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's one thing to say, okay, I like to support that, but you need warm bodies. She mentioned earlier the families of the people that were murdered, you know what I'm saying, that they're charged and they're raised with, their families are coming there and they're in the courtrooms. This the people the state, they study your outside support. In fact, one of the former Führer of Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, one of his initial tactics, those he put in the gas chambers. His initial victims in the gas chambers was what they studied, the ones who did not receive any mail. They're stopping up business. The families, they didn't let the business, the family go visit. You know what I'm saying? That's why we had one prisoner, one contact. One of the reasons we had that. That outside connection is imperative. Once you are isolated, you know what I'm saying, you're open season. You know what I'm saying? There are prisoners in the state of Illinois who have been dead over 15 years, 10, 15 years. However, they're still on count. What that means is the state is still receiving resources. They're still getting paid for them. Why no accountability? There's a trick, a tactic they do inside the prisons where they move you down south when doing census bureau attack. The census takes the numbers. So the state can allocate certain resources, certain funds to them. They're playing games with our lives. You know what I'm saying? So again, we need y'all keep that on March 13, 2019, 9 a.m. 2600 California. Contact number 662-633-9223. Their family just pointed out. They just gave their contacts on Facebook. Reach out to them, see how you can support. You know what I'm saying? If nothing else, at least do an objective investigation. Go along with what we have, the POCCBPBC first was a people's investigation. So if you can, be open to that. That's not, if nothing else, as opposed to what the news said and so on and so forth. This is the same Cook County Jail that has 17-year-old women inside Cook County Jail forced to rest out their sentence in nappies. This is the same Cook County Jail that built, you know what I'm saying, they found a pauper's grave up under it. They didn't even mention people buried up under there. Same Cook County Jail with the beatings, you know what I'm saying? Sheriff Tom Dart said Cook County Jail was the largest mental health facility in the country. On 60 Minutes, Google it. Google it. Type in Sheriff Tom Dart in 60 Minutes, and we will say it. So we encourage y'all. Check this out, y'all. Again, y'all keep y'all heads up, eyes with the fist clenched. Again, we'll be there on free on Wednesday. Need y'all support. Do whichever way you can. You know what I'm saying? PayPal, Chairman Fred, JR, Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com or PayPal. You know what I'm saying? Show body, MJ, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all. Show work on this campaign. If you send us mail, get us the tracking number, you know what I'm saying, with support. Because they playing games, the mail, you name it, you know what I'm saying? And these are intense times, we are fighting to maintain this campaign, and we are going through battle fatigue, but again, we have no other struggle, but continue to struggle. As Chairman Freer said, continue to damn struggle, that win. If we don't get a struggle, then goddamn it, we don't deserve to win. Long Street says, "I'm cussing the profanity sometimes. We struggle not to, but these are profane times." The Black Panther Party said, "These are profane times. Sometimes we have to use profane language, y'all. And euphemism just won't do it, y'all." Let me see what can we get to close. What do we have to close us out with on Triple C Saturdays? What do we have?
Free them all, Brother Chairman.
Free them all.
Free them all. Yeah, you mentioned Gil Scott Heron earlier. Sure, I figured I'd pull up one of his pieces to go out with. Yes, sir.
Gil Scott.
Talked about
Cook County Jail. Gil Scott talked about Cook County Jail. So this is nothing new. Gil Scott had talked about Cook County Jail. He also checked out a piece called No Knock. We did a remix on No Knock also. But check it out. Gil Scott here. Let's hear it. Run on, come on, run on.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We were talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they're freewaying. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're going to play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they're feeling the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They're feeling real independent, but they're just pulling contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who's ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know, that's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve.